Good morning, friends and family. We're so excited that you are on the line talking about this amazing topic, believe it or not. We are digging deeper and deeper into this conversation because we have to understand that the things that we hear, the things that we take in, can have an influence on our lives. So it's whether or not we have knowledge and understanding or even common sense to truly believe all that is in front of us. Or are we operating in foolishness, stupidity, misguidedness, so that we truly just believe anything that comes to us? We have to ask the question, what do we believe? So as we're getting ready to move forward on this call, I thank you again for being here. But make sure you have your pen and paper ready to take notes, that you're in a quiet place to just receive what God has to offer, and that you take this moment to invite a friend, because this word is one that we do not want to miss. This word is one that we have to truly understand. What are the things that we are allowing into our spirit? What are the things we're allowing between our ears? So let's go forward on this topic, believe it or not, with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr, who is now joining us so that we can just dig deeper once again and believe it or not. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Chan.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful on yourself.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good deal. So, y'all, we've been talking about this whole week, believe it or not. And I just want to start off with one of my favorite scriptures, to the corrupt, all things are corrupt. But to the pure, all things are pure. Love that scripture. Believe it or not, whatever you start to produce is what you are. Whatever you believe is what you are. So if you believe corrupt things, you are corrupt. If you believe pure things, you are pure. In other words, when God doesn't reveal it to you, what is it that you believe? Now, understand that pure things are things that are true. It might not be something that you like. They are true. And you are what you believe. You become what you believe. When we believe God, we become Christian. You know, because faith without works is dead. Because whatever you believe is what you tend to do. It's what you work toward. Miss Sienna, I'm reminded of this because we experience this a lot. When people say one thing but do another.
Right.
We experience that a lot. People say they're with you, but their actions indicate that they're not. People say they love you, but their actions indicate that they don't. You know, that's real.
It is.
Because you can believe them at their word, or you can believe me at mine.
Amen.
Watch, y'all. God said you can believe them at their word, or you can believe me at mine. Because my word says this, God goes on to say, faith, your belief, must coincide with your actions. In other words, for you to say something and you not do it means you're a liar. Because faith without works is dead. Anything outside of God is dead. Anything outside of God is dead. Anything that does not produce righteousness is dead.
Amen.
So when we talk about others, believe it or not, you dead. I'm going to go ahead and say it again. When we talk about others, believe it or not, you dead. Huh?
Yes.
What righteousness does that produce? See, it's not the fact that you're physically dead yet. But it's catching up with it. Lord, have mercy. See, I don't know if y'all know it. God spoke, and then the actions caught up.
Come on.
His words. See, when you want to be believable, you very well may speak something, and your actions catch up. You know how it go, right?
Yes,
speak
sir.
Those things that are not as though they were, right?
Yes.
Life and death lie in the power of the tongue, right? So for everybody who says something and it didn't come to pass, that's okay. Don't get mad at them. Believe it or not, they ain't know they was dead either.
Come on.
You understand? So watch your words, because real things last and stand the test of time. They are believable. Because if you said you loved God way back then, what did it look like today?
Amen.
Believe it or not, huh? If you said you can't stand the devil, but what did it look like today? Huh? To be equally yoked with God requires that you actually believe God and his word. In other words, I enact what he already said. In other words, I believe you so much, God, that if you don't like Lucifer, okay, oh, okay, if you don't like the deceiver, hold on. If you don't like the one who's the manipulator, I don't like him either. Because, see, I believe God. And believe it or not, what he hates, I hate. Because I'm equally yoked with him. To be equally yoked with something, the Bible says to be ye equally yoked. Marriage, relationships. If you're not equally yoked with somebody, believe it or not, you'll become dead. Just like it. I'm trying to tell you something. In other words, the Bible says, do not be deceived. Bad company will corrupt good morals. You better be careful who going for what you're going against. Because if you're equally yoked, that means if you hate it, guess what they better do?
Hate it as well.
They better hate it. If they love what you hate, how y'all equally yoked? That means who's swinging at the same target? You swinging and they not. You swinging and beating the devil down and they coddling the devil and lifting the devil up. You better let it go, believe it or not, because you'll be dead too.
All right.
Huh? And if you think I'm lying, Mr. Carr, how you say that? Because, you know, the righteousness should, hold on. If you think, because righteousness, hold on. Because, see, righteousness should overcome that evil. In other words, why are two people, one believe in the devil, one don't? They can't be on the same side and God's side with the one who do believe. Listen, Joshua, you know Achan, huh? Joshua, I told you to get rid of Achan. If you don't kill that which is dead, is going to kill you. Let's go ahead and pray, Miss Tiana.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to be here this morning. Thank you that you've given us this means to fellowship with one another, no matter where we are. You have gifted us this wonderful life of your Son, dear Lord, and in and through him are so many treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Heavenly Father, for us to bestow on, for us to learn from, for us to understand, so that we can believe and know only you. Thank you for sharing him, because we humbly acknowledge that we may not know all things, but in and through him, all things are possible. In and through him, we'll know what is true. We thank you again for this ministry, for our leader, and for the word that's about to go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, y'all know how we do it. Father, I pray for this. Mm-hmm. I pray for that. Let me tell you something. Y'all want to know something?
Please.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much. God don't hear dead things. Oh, my.
Amen.
Let me say it again. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. God don't hear dead things. The living dead. Don't you know that you can naturally be alive but dead to God?
Mm.
Believe it or not. Huh? God know every. The Bible says, they going to say in the last day, Jesus, I cast out demons in your name. I heal the sick in your name. Oh, yeah. Oh, I show love in your name. And God can say, depart from me. I never knew you. Believe it or not, just because you got a heartbeat don't mean that you're not dead to God.
Come on.
I don't think you hit me. Hence the Bible says, be ye born again. Hence he said, renew the mind on a daily basis. Uh-huh. See, liars. Oh, liars out there. Oh, liars. I ain't going to pick on you, but I want to tell you something. Liar, listen to me. Believe it or not, you're dead to God. Oh, somebody don't like it, or somebody might get off the phone. That's good. The truth will set you free, but not only will it set you free, the truth will either run you away or it's going to draw you nigh to itself. In other words, if you don't become the truth, watch how you start to flee from it. The Bible says to resist the devil and he will flee. You know what resist means? To resist something means to reject it at every cost.
Amen.
I don't think y'all heard me, because it's funny, Miss T. Hannah, believe it or not, how when we're in the world, we have great understanding. We know how to resist something. In other words, if you said something about my friend, you said something about me. Don't you say nothing about, don't you put your mouth on my friend. That means you resist anything.
Right.
Anybody got to say negative about your friend? How is it that you not know how to resist the devil? To resist the devil means to reject the devil. Now, who been playing with the devil?
Okay.
Some people, y'all believe in turning down, but this is for God. Why are you turning up? Because it's for God. Because I resist the devil. To resist the devil means reject the devil. Believe it or not, when you got God's blood flowing in your veins, how can you not turn up when he never turns down?
Amen.
It take your job for you to get up and move around? If you know your job better than you know your God, something ain't right. Believe it or not, you're dead to God. Mr. Carr, I'm not fluent in the word. Why you got to be fluent in the word when all you got to be fluent is with the blood? Even a baby not fluent in how to speak. Oh, my God. But a baby got the same bloodline.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me. Huh? God ain't asked you to be perfect in the sense of what you think perfect is. God asked you to be perfect in the sense that he knows it is. Believe it or not, you can be perfect. And perfect says that I take on his lifestyle. Perfect says I do it his way. Yeah. Believe it or not, perfection is when you take on the armor of God, when you start to look like God, think like God, live like God, when you start to produce like God, that's great. When you start to produce like God, that's great. Watch it is. You produce what you, listen, you produce what you are. You're a great farmer. You start to produce what you are, believe it or not. In other words, when you got life in you and life more abundantly, y'all better hear me and hear me good. Believe it or not, the people that's around you that's stealing, killing, and, destroy.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, they represent Satan if you didn't know.
Tell it.
Because if they're not giving life and life more abundantly, when they gossiping, when they being messy, when they ain't talking about everything else but God, how can God get the glory out of what he's talking about? And you can't. The Bible says when you walk as if you're walking into God. Mr. Tanya, I need you to hear this. Watch this. If you're walking into God, how can you lie to your boss?
Come on.
Oh, I told you the word of God going to draw you or drive you. You might not take it serious, but God do. Remember, he said, what you have done to the... Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, Miss Latonya, what you've done to the least of them, you know, the things that you don't think is important, Miss Latonya, you've done unto God, unless he be alive. Believe it or not, you're not who you say you are. Ooh.
Come on.
Yeah. Y'all thought it was a game? We don't sugarcoat. Ain't no sugarcoat here. You know why? Because the end times are facing us right in our face. If you are motivated by fear, believe it or not, you're not in God.
Come on.
If people got to motivate you by fear, Hey, stop eating that because look at your blood sugar level. That stuff going to kill you. You shouldn't be motivated by fear to get it right because don't you know God will purposely create, limitations on your fear. In other words, he'll make it to a way you're not fearful of it. Believe it or not, he'll remove fear. See, if you really want to know a person who they really are, give them a free will. Miss Shabri, believe it or not, give them a free will. Miss Tiana, believe it or not, give it to them free, Miss Andrea. And you're going to see where they really are, believe it or not. If you want to know where your husband, your boyfriend, where his heart really is, stop telling him who not to call. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Let him call who he want to call. Believe it or not, you're going to find out if he for you or if he against you.
Truth.
Huh? You don't have to tell him not to call somebody. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't want to hear me this morning. Huh?
Come on.
Y'all don't want to hear me this morning. Huh? Because let me tell you one thing. See, when you're on God's side, he don't have to tell you what not to do with Satan. You already know. Huh? It's just something in it ain't right. And because I got the same bloodline, just like the baby that's born, I might not speak God language. Oh, no. I might not speak the language, but the blood just had me act in a certain way.
Yes.
I can't help myself because it's in my DNA. You understand? Believe it or not, when you're a part of God, you can't do nothing but be like him. You might not have revelation through Genesis down, but you got the cross in your heart.
Amen.
Huh? Y'all follow me? Huh? Believe it or not, when you're really in God, you stop asking people how to worship God, and you just start to show them. It's just in me. You know why? Because favor ain't fair. Believe it or not, favor don't mean that they like you. Believe it or not, favor just means that they can't deny you. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, I'm going to say it again, because somebody needs to hear what favor really is. See, Jesus had favor all on him. They didn't like him, but they couldn't deny him. Hell couldn't keep him, believe it or not, but they couldn't deny him. Y'all better hear me this morning. I'm going to get excited by myself, because believe it or not, favor ain't what you think it is.
That's right.
Favor ain't fair. You don't even know what favor look like. You think that favor just mean that you walking in there like a knight with shining armor and nobody blemish you, nobody touch you, everything got good, you just come through unscathed. No, favor says that you come through beat up, toe up, but you can't deny me.
Amen.
Believe it or not. Huh? Who had more favor than Jesus? Why is it that he looked the most beat up man?
Come on.
Believe it or not, people in the world can't tell Christians what to say, think, nor do, nor live, and they definitely can't interpret God's word for a Christian, believe it or not.
Amen.
Huh? Believe it or not, it don't matter what you say. Believe it or not, if it don't line up with what you do. Watch this again. Believe it or not, it don't matter what you say. Believe it or not, if it don't line up with what you do. Ms. Tiana, what you got on this one?
This topic is amazing because of what I've found in researching it is that, as we know, the world is full of opinions, but the word of God is the only thing that can steer us to truth and wisdom. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 24, throughout the chapter, many will come and will deceive many. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. We as Christians ought to take heed that no one deceives us. He predicted that some would come in his name and claim to represent him. But those same people will be deceivers, will be liars. They will lie, they will steal, they will kill, they will destroy. They ultimately want to ruin God's plan. That's why there's so much brokenness in this world. They would claim to be Christian, but would bring a different message. They would make up things, be counterfeit, be fake, be imitators. But God wants us to live in triumph. He wants us to live vibrant lives filled with hope, filled with power. And we need to understand how this world operates so that we can live according to God's design, not our own, nor what the world wants for us. But tragically, most people ignore the warnings of Jesus. And without knowing him and without knowing his word, they believe whatever comes their way. Believe it or not, it's not just today. Reality is that within only a few years after Jesus' death, people began to distort and misrepresent his message. Even Paul had to warn several congregations, as we can read throughout scripture, to the Corinthians, to Galatians. He had to warn them about false apostles, telling them that they've already been caught up in the foolishness of others. So just like deceivers existed then, we know they're here today. And they tell people what they want to hear, when and how they want to hear it, make things sound good, and do any and everything to avoid what is truth, to avoid any sort of correction, to understand what is truth. So people sadly believe them and not what Jesus has to say or know or whom he sends. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we see that Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. He makes himself what people want to see. Therefore, there's no great mystery that those who follow Satan will do the same and come off as righteous. But they're not the righteous God. And just like that, we marvel that so many turn away from God and what he has called through the grace of his son. We're so marveled that people can get caught up in different gospels. But the reality is, so many folks are so easily deceived and quick to listen. So how is it that we should believe? What should we believe? Well, we should believe what is true. We should believe what is taught through the word of God. God tells us to be as wise as a serpent and as humble as a dove. And that wisdom, in that wisdom, we know to compare whatever we hear to the word of God. In that wisdom, we know to be faithful with the opportunities that God gives us and to put others first. And in that wisdom, we know to boast only in the Lord. Believe it or not, there are many fools. And as Christians, as Mr. Carr said earlier, we are new creations. And as new creations, then we are to heed what it says in Proverbs 13 and 20. Listening to foolish influences carries harmful consequences, but listening to wise people makes us wise. Believe it or not, I hope you ate well.
Thank you so much, Ms. Tiana. 1 John 2:4, whoever says, I know him, oh, I know God, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Believe it or not, you a false prophet when you say, I come in the truth, and you tell a lie.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Real prophets are called by God. A prophet don't mean that you got to be behind a pulpit or have a title. See, you don't have to call yourself a prophet. The operating one. A false prophet is not, they're not called by God. But false prophets say, I'm telling the truth. But they promote the lie. Oh. See, God is the way, the truth, and the life. See, when you say you come on behalf of God and you don't resemble what God resembles and you don't, the end result is not godly, that means you're a false prophet. Let me say it again. Believe it or not, a false prophet is not just limited to priesthood. Because we think just because I'm not in the pulpit, I'm not a false prophet. For some reason, people in the world don't have it down pat. You know, people in the world think that a prophet is somebody who stands behind a pulpit and they start lying. No, the false prophet is the one who has a body called life. And they say, I'm telling the truth. And they lie. That's a false prophet. And the Bible says, do not be deceived. There are many false prophets among you. Now, what's the time it is? Believe it or not. Who the false prophets are? Who the false prophets are there?
Come on.
Hello? Because real prophets say exactly what God say. False prophets manipulate it because they don't want you to know the truth. Now, who the false prophets?
Huh? The Bible says, do nothing out of selfish ambition nor gain. In other words, why would you withhold the truth when you know it? But the only reason why you're withholding it is because of pride. That means you don't want to let somebody know a false prophet. Well, yeah. Huh? Believe it or not, even if you don't say so, God can point you out. Remember, what's done in the dark shall be brought to what?
Life.
This is with everybody. It'll be brought to light. Didn't he call light out already? Let there be light?
Yes,
sir. Talking about us? Hello?
Yes, sir.
You can tell who's false and who's not by who's being presented to us? Huh? Because if this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, false prophecy, shouldn't your spiritual light shine? Believe it or not, it's not a thing. Huh? You know this, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. But those who act faithfully are his delight. You know what faithful is? That means when God, when people think God not looking, when people God not around. See, that means you're going to do right at all times because I'm faithful. Faithful stands to be true. Believe it or not, you can't act right in front of and then act differently behind and call yourself faithful.
Amen.
Oh, Drea. Drea, I can't talk good in front of your face but behind your back talk about you and say I'm faithful. Believe it or not, that's a lie. Hmm? Y'all know this? The word of God stands to be true. Believe it or not, if you operate in the word of God, why is it, watch this, y'all, believe it or not, if you was right then, why did you change your actions today? The only time you change is when you want to get better or when you get, but see, to remain the same requires that you, says that you believe in whatever it is that you started in. So if we change for the better, that means our old ways wasn't good, believe it or not. You know that?
Yes.
It makes no sense to justify anything that we've done in the past when we know it ain't real and good. Because believe it or not, if you start to justify it, you still not saved today.
Come on.
Call it what it was. You understand? This is of the utmost importance. Hmm? Because when you kill something, you resist something, it don't matter. Huh? How you step on it. You want others to see you're stepping on it as well. Hmm? Believe it or not, all you're doing is not only telling the testimony to those who listen, but you're showing them how to get rid of it at the end of it. You know, like when you finish with a cigarette, you step on it and you put it out. You know why? Because you don't want it to catch fire. You definitely don't want it to burn to nobody else. So you look, you put it out. You kind of smush it. Good and good, huh? Yeah, you destroy the fire, the burn, the sting that it very well may have. Believe it or not, if you don't, it very well may brew back up. See, some of us have put things down. Don't mean that you put it out. Believe it or not, it ain't
come
nothing.
On.
Huh? I'm going to say it again because somebody didn't hear me, Mr. Bree. A lot of us have disengaged from stuff. We didn't put it down. Wink, wink. Ain't that right, y'all? But we never put it out. Wink, wink. That mean it ain't done yet. Hello? It ain't over yet. Believe it or not, if you listen to God's word and don't do God's word, you're still not Christian, believe it or not.
Come on.
Watch this. Because had Lazarus... Yeah, y'all remember Lazarus, yeah, right? Believe it or not, the reason why he wasn't dead because when God called, which is a living voice, he got up and he responded. If you don't obey God's words, you are dead to God. Yes, Lord, believe it or not. The second death is the one is called hell.
Yes.
Y'all didn't hear me. Believe it or not, everybody got to die. Some people are going to rise. Some people are going to experience a second one. This is why God said he came, but he came to give life more abundantly. Believe it or not, it's on you.
Amen.
Hello? Believe it or not, it's on you. If you don't put the devil out, he's going to put you out.
Come on.
Huh? It's a funny, y'all believe it or not, you can't be afraid of God and Satan at the same time. So that, you can't feel Satan and God. When you fear God, that means I don't fear nothing Satan got to offer. I'm going all in, believe it or not.
Yes.
Bishop Free, you over there with mama, put the phone on speaker. Listen, believe it or not, God got the final say-so.
Ooh.
Not the physician. Uh-huh. I want y'all to know that. Huh? Because you never know who's trying to line their pockets up. Ain't it funny how with a physician you can have a primary? Believe it or not, and they not tell you the truth. But when you have an emergency, the people at the emergency room start revealing to you some stuff that was never told to you. Believe it or not.
Come on.
Hello, somebody. See, believe it or not, your best option, your greatest option, should be your free will to follow God. That means no matter what nobody else say, I know what He told me.
Amen.
Huh? Believe it or not. See, I want somebody to catch something. Since we believe in a doctor so much, you do know they have apparatus called phones now, right? And in the phone they have watches. I just saw this the other day. Uh-huh. Since we believe in doctors so much, believe it or not, you see the get-over factor that you've been experiencing all these years? Now, these phones can do EKGs from the cell phone. I mean, from the doggone wrist phone. You know how much EKG is? Well, Mr. Carter ain't accurate. It's close, huh?
Come on.
You know how much EKG is to go get done at the doctor? See, believe it or not, the world even showing you, Satan even showing you that he ain't real if you catch him. All you got to do is believe in God from the giddy up. The problem is, believe it or not, if you ain't God, you don't have nothing to believe in. If you're not in God, you don't have nothing to believe in. If you're not in God, you don't have anything to believe in. This is why we run around and we search for answers that we never receive. Believe it or not, even if you're in God and He didn't give you an answer, you got one. That means He know it and I don't. I'm just a child taking a ride. I don't know how to drive. I don't know where I'm going, but I trust Daddy. Believe it or not. Huh? The problem is when we think we're too grown and we want to take the steering wheel from Daddy. Believe it or not, you will, right? You will wreck, believe it or not. Because even when God gives you the steering wheel, you still got to use a GPS, believe it or not. And He is.
Yes.
Ain't that something? Y'all do understand this, right? Hmm? Where are you with your beliefs? How you know what you believe in? What you conform to? Tiana, if I believe in you and not her, I'm going to listen to you. See, you believe in what you obey.
Ooh. Amen.
If somebody believe in the relationship, Ms. Bree, they obey the relationship. If they don't believe in the relationship, they don't obey the relationship. See, you believe in what you obey. In other words, in what you start to obey, you start to cultivate. It starts to grow. Something cannot grow in your life if you don't reject it. In other words, whatever you accept is what you didn't reject. Hello. And whatever you accept is what you become. So when you start to, y'all do know, believe this or not, huh? That if you befriend the world, that means if you better with the world, huh? To befriend something means to accept it, because the Bible says, how can two walk together unless there be an agreement? In other words, you start agreeing with the things of the world. You start walking with the world. See, the Bible says if you start doing that, you become His enemy. So it don't matter how much you bust the church doors open, believe it or not, don't you know that you can stand in God's presence and still be His enemy? Satan does it all the time. Because he says, Satan, where have you been? He's in the presence of God. And see, because God is everywhere. That don't mean that Satan is heaven. God says, this is mine, so I can come and go where I am omnipresent. In other words, Satan, where have you been? I can be in God's presence and be God's enemy at the same time. So just because God is blessing you, He's raining on you, don't mean that you're His friend. Because He said He rains on just the just as well as the unjust. Believe it or not, the blessing don't mean that you're in right standing.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Lord, 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 I want to make somebody mad. They're going to wake up this morning, God, because, see, people think that I'm just waiting on the blessing. I ain't waiting on the blessing. I'm waiting on the blood. See, that's the difference.
Amen.
Hello? Oh, The blessing, the gift, the blessing, Satan still has the same gifts because God is not an Indian giver. He just rendered powerless when God is on the scene. See, the difference is, believe it or not, when you're under God's blood, what happens is the blood of the world can't affect you. In other words, you don't believe the lies of the world. Believe it or not, when you're outside of God, you'll start believing the world. You'll question God. You'll start assuming all the negativity lies on your shoulder. Believe it or not, it's who you are. Believe it or not, Ms. Tiana, they got a lot of people that's hating right now, that's mad at me right now because I'm telling the truth. Believe it or not, and you got this, watch this, Ms. Tiana, believe it or not, a lot of people going to hear God's word, what I'm talking about, and say it ain't God's word. Who is he to talk about it? But believe it or not, it's okay. They didn't believe Jesus either.
Come on. That's the truth.
They ain't believe no until it started raining.
Yes.
They were stupid. We call them, they were stupid in the Bible. They ain't believe no one. They should have saw it coming. Well, watch this. How they stupid. And look at what we're doing today. Because we got Club 7140. We got Club over there, Bella Noche. We got Club, yeah. We got the daiquiri. Ain't nothing wrong with a daiquiri, Mr. Carl. Believe it or not, there was nothing wrong with that daiquiri either. This is why they walked around drunk. Believe it or not, that's why they drowned.
Yeah. Tell it.
Huh? You know, our daiquiri is relationships now. Our daiquiri is money. It drunkens us. Our daiquiri is our kids. Our daiquiri is what we all intertwine with. See, that's our daiquiri. It gets our attention, gets us a little bit inebriated, a little bit intoxicated. It gets us to where we're having a good old time, but we forget the good old Lord. Believe it or not.
Oh, come on. Yes.
Hello? It ain't a joke. It ain't a joke. Ain't that something? Believe it or not, just because you go to the physical church building don't mean that you got it going on. Hello, somebody? What church you go to Sunday morning breakfast? No, I'm talking about what real church. This is it.
That's right.
Huh? Watch this. Have you ever been to the concert? Can't you learn the words via listening to the radio? And you know it word for word, right? Listen to the radio or the CD? So why you got to go to the concert to learn it? Lord, oh my. It's too much going on at the concert. Oh my. Too many distractions at the concert. But don't you hear clear and concise in your car? Oh my.
Yes.
Oh Lord, believe it or not. Yes. You have a relationship with God. It's personal. Not how you dress up. Oh my. Huh? The Bible says, be ye not only just hearers, but doers. How is it, believe it or not, that we hear God's word and don't do it, and we call ourselves Christian?
Come on.
How is it that we hear the word of God and we fight against it and we call ourselves Christian? How can you fight against God after you've heard him, but you say you believed in him? Huh? Believe it or not, God won't show his face. Huh? He'll just show his words. Because, see, you get enamored by the face. That's why he said, no man has seen me. Because, see, God want to know who's faithful by blood, not by sight. See, in other words, y'all know y'all daddy voice, and you know your mama voice. If somebody right now pick up the phone and say, your mama said X, Y, and Z, you know if that's your mama or not. See, believe it or not, you only believe and you know what you have been around. Hello?
Yes.
Hmm? Why you think God, a part of the reason why he never revealed his face? It's far beyond the stretch of our imagination. But one, if we saw God at sight, then you'll start to believe. But God don't want you to see him at sight. Huh? God wants you to have the same bloodline so you'll know how to react. Because for some reason, John the Baptist didn't see him by sight. But for some reason, him and Jesus jumped at each other. Huh? By blood. It's just contact. Huh?
Come on.
They just jumped at each other when they was in each other's womb, mother's womb. That's all they did. Believe it or not, that's a true story.
Yes.
But believe it or not, how true is your story? What does your life look like? Can God use your life and say, hey, y'all follow this? Can God use it? Just because you tell people it's the truth, does it mean it's the truth? Can God use you? Believe it or not, your story is being written by the day. Ms. Tim, let's go ahead and pray.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so gracious. So gracious that you've given us this word this morning. And Father, may we take it, digest it, and learn from it. And all that you give us, may we get an understanding, Heavenly Father, and may we live out your truth. May we stand on your rock and operate in our faith. You tell us that faith without works is dead. May we be reminded of that day in and day out as we renew our vow with you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, y'all know what we're doing, okay? So if you have to go ahead and get off the phone, we thank you for calling in, okay? We thank you, truly do, okay? Everybody else, you stay right there because we're going to, you know, have a little prayer time. We're going to, you know, lift some things up in prayer this morning, okay? Whatever you all guys got going on personally, okay, that you want to share, we're going to lift it up in prayer, all right? Also, just a little testimony, if you have a testimony, or something that was said this morning, okay? That's a testimony in itself. If you got a question, if it's something that was said this morning that helped you, please share. I'm telling y'all, it's nothing like telling God, God, that was for me. God, I'm going to use that. Even if it didn't apply to me today, it's going to apply somewhere down the line. Somebody needs this. And God, I just want to tell you thank you. Not Mr. Carr, but God. See, a lot of times we'll say, well, I thank God in my private time. Well, I thank God privately when he bless you, when he gave it to you, when he loves you openly.
Yeah.
We don't have to be like that with God. It's okay. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Right? We ain't ashamed of him.
Yes.
Yeah. Christiana, y'all press star 5 real quickly. Okay, and we're going to spend some time praying together, sharing testimony, something that you may need clarity on. Please, by all means, ask. That's what we're here for. Go ahead and ask. We'll get it right. All right? Ms. Tiana, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so everyone, remember, it's star 5. Star 5 lets us know when you're ready to speak. Melissa Carr, I truly love that. You can't fear God and Satan at the same time, right? We constantly, I speak for myself, not we, come up against different situations. And if I know the word of God, as I say I do, then I can't be fearful of things that do not sound right or not representative of God, and I need to address it right on. And that, if there's truly this, it's interesting, I know this, but man, that reminder of, yo, just stand up for it and be all right in it because God's got you handled. He's got your back. Don't worry about what other people have to say or think or the intended consequences, because the intended consequences could be opposite of what God has for you if you don't do exactly as he says. So that was amazing. We do have our first caller, sir. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Doing wonderful.
Great, thank you. How are you?
Good. I wanted to say, I just wanted to lift someone up in prayer. One of my coworkers had a major stroke last week, and he has 3 boys that he takes care of. His brother gave us a report on him because I hadn't had a chance to go to the hospital. Because they said that his kidneys and everything, was in ICU. So he was out of ICU as of yesterday. Josiah. He's out of ICU that as of yesterday. They moved him from a hospital to a rehabilitation center for him to assume help him recover. But they thought he would have to be on dialysis and all that, but his everything is functioning good, his organs and everything. But his breathing, they're taking him off every 30 minutes off of the ventilator and have him breathe on his own. So I just want to lift him up you guys will lift him up in prayer this morning, because he has a neighborhood football team. His boys, they, you know, all depend on him. So, and we have been a GoFundMe account, my coworkers and everyone at our job. He's been with us forever. So I just want to lift him up in prayer this morning and over his family and his boys, mainly. He has three boys, young boys.
Okay. Gotcha. Sure will. We sure will do that.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say I have another question, but I know I had asked Mr. Carr a question about, are you any less of a Christian if you don't go to church, you know, on Sundays? Because someone had mentioned, you know, my ex-best friend had texted me, and she was like, well, you know, you stop going to church on Sunday, you don't do this. You know, I said, well, that does that make me any less of a Christian? You know, and I hadn't heard anything else back from her, so that's another question I had.
See, what happens is, let me show you. You see how God says, resist the devil and he shall flee? Satan takes what God says and writes his own Bible, and he'll say he resists the truth. Because if it be God, why then do people reject the word of God? To reject is to resist.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all hear me? Y'all hear me good? Yeah. Listen to me good, Miss Shiren. When you resist something, that means to reject it at every cost. You know how your body rejects certain foods? You throw it up. You throw it up because it's no longer acceptable to your system. In other words, Satan will use anybody. Okay, take your friend's face off of it, and let's look at it, and let's do a game called blind resume. All right?
Mm-hmm.
To come at somebody with the truth, and they get mad and turn away because they don't have a comeback for you. In
mm-hmm.
other words, they wanted to sway you over with their words. Believe me at my word. But see, I don't believe you at your word, Satan, when it's dust. I mean, it don't sound like my daddy. See, the thing is, I know what's Satan because I know what's not God. Ooh, catch what I just said. Because I'm so in tune with God, I know what Satan is. Huh?
All right.
Let me say this again. I'm so focused on God. In other words, I got 1, 2, 3 through 10. I'm so focused on number one, I know what everything else is because I'm focused on, in other words, I know how one looks. And it ain't two. It ain't 3, 4, 5, and all the rest of them numbers. In other words, when you focus on God so much, huh? You can call out what Satan is. So what happens is they reject it by, because you don't have to go to a physical building. Somebody mad, y'all can call in Star 5. We can have this talk. Now, what's more important, quality or quantity? You understand? See, people think because they go to a building, well, tell me this, how you know about the news if you're just watching TV? How you know what's going on? Hold on, y'all, I'll break this thing down, and I'll break it down good. You understand? Why is it, watch this, that you don't even have to go shopping no more? You can pull up and go because they have something called the internet.
That's right.
You can order your food.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? See, the world is showing you a faster way. Why is it that people get mad at God? He said, forsake not the assembling. You do know that we're assembling right now on the phone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, Lord. See, somebody thought that assembling means that we physically in each other's presence. But if that be the case, God, you told us forsake not the assembling, but where are you?
Come on.
And you said you would never leave nor forsake us. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it together, y'all. See, when you got God's word in you, there is assembling going on. He did not say forsake not the assembling. He said forsake not the assembling. There's two different things going on there. In other words, Sunday Christians, huh? Don't get mad at Miss Jennifer. Uh-huh. Because watch this. Watch how many times we have church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Wednesday night. That's four times to you. How many?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. What is more important, that you get sleep or quality sleep? Now, how much of it is quality?
Come on.
Don't get mad because somebody got homeschooling. Don't get mad at them how they got it. As a matter of fact, if you can get a degree online, why you can't get God online?
Amen.
I do believe that your degree is legit, too. If you can pay a bill online and now that cuts your water off, why is it mad that people get mad because they had to go down there and pay theirs in person?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Why they mad? Because they don't know how to use the internet? Because they don't know how to use God? Baby, I get God. See, I am the church, not the building. Because if it was about the building, well, you need to live there.
Yeah.
You never get caught, huh? Slipping.
Mm-hmm.
I am the, see, mine is just mobile. It's a mobile home. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? People get mad at you because you're not partaking in their tradition. It's okay. Believe it or not, they got to answer to God, too.
Right.
All right.
And next time they come at you, ask them what Jesus did, because he, you can count on one hand how many times he went to church. Go read your Bible. He went to the physical building, and then he went one time, he flipped some stuff over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't have to go to a building when you are the building. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right. Call us. Star 5 is how you raise your hand. We have our next caller, Mr. Carr.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I just want to, the call was good this morning. I had my mom listening to it right now. We're at the hospital. She's doing great. We brought her in yesterday. But she's doing great, and she was really listening to it. So I just want to thank Mr. Carr and everything. Thank God for it. But just sending out prayers to continue to heal her with her kidneys and her blood pressure. So I want to have prayer for that.
Okay. Sure will. And I just want to clarify something to call. It's great. Not good, because we don't catch
what we're
supposed to look at, but I definitely will continue to lift Mama up with her kidneys, and I'm writing this down, and her blood pressure, because it's important. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, callers. Everyone remember, it's star 5. We will go to our next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mr. DJ. I am calling you from a public place of breakfast. I enjoyed the call, as usual. It has your spirit lifted, and the message, not so much as the messenger, because that's my boy, but the message was on fire. And when you get into the message rather than the messenger, you'll get more out of it. At any rate, I just want to call and say thank you. Continue to keep me in prayer. And when I say in prayer, I don't want your prayers for me to heal up. I want your prayers for strength. Whatever God has for me, he has for me. And whether people think it's a hurdle or a little molehill, I need the strength to endure it. I'm not in perfect health, but spiritually I am. And that's all that matters. So I put some things out there about my health. As you all know, I do need a kidney. But God has me, and I just ask for you to continue to pray my strength. That's more important to me than actually healing up immediately. But just the strength to endure whatever he has for me. That's all I want to say.
Well, you know, we got you lifted up, Mr. DJ, so we're definitely praying for that. And I appreciate DJ's word. Put your focus on the message, not the messenger. I appreciate that. That way you fall in love with God, because when you fall out of love with me, you still got the love of God. You might not like your boss, but you still go to work because you love your money. Boy, I couldn't
tell
put that
it.
No.
Tell it.
You might not go tell like it. Your coworker, but when you're serious, you go because you love. In other words, you might not like Mr. Carr, but love the God that he bring. Don't say today, oh, he bring God. Tomorrow you don't like him. He ain't in God. Don't do that. Because you become a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Amen.
All right.
Right. Thank you. Mr. Carl, I have one more prayer request for Brad Beck. This is a colleague. Her name is Erica, her father, who suffered heart attack and a stroke. Just a prayer out. Healing hands, especially, and for his extended family. This is a man who actually works the land, farms. He's a farmer. He's typically the only one working his land. So the family is all stepping outside of what they do every day to make sure that his crops and everything come in this season as he's being healed. So just for all of them, giving them the strength as well to endure this time.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, that's all we have?
That's all we have, sir.
Okay. So I would really hope, I really do hope. I'm so serious. And here's the thing about the Word of God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm challenging my Christian people. It's not based on a color. My Christian people. Boy, I want y'all to see the world. When the world wants something jumping off, everybody participates.
Yeah.
Everybody participates, but then in the body of Christ, because it's early Sunday, it's too early for that. When is it too early? Because if God calls somebody at 4:07 in the morning, what you going to do?
Get up. Come on.
No. Don't misinterpret what I say. When he called me and when he take life,
mm-hmm.
What you going to do then? Mm. Ain't too early then, huh? Uh-huh. See, we got to start taking things seriously, but we'll leave it right there. Because a lot of things people be still having on their heart that they need prayer for. But see, I'm going to leave you right there now. Mr. Carl, you ain't the only one I can get it from, and you're right. But see, here's my thing. When I really want something, I'm going to you, I'm going to you, I'm going to you. I'm exhausting all my resources.
Amen.
I mean, somebody don't really want it like they say they want it. I'm going to leave it right there, though. Let God deal with you. Let us go ahead and pray. Close your eyes. Now, listen. When you pray, still pray with a pure and cheerful heart. Because, see, people get in their feelings, Miss Tiana, and their heart don't be right. People's heart don't be right. And this is why people are reluctant. They start to resist God and not the devil. All right? So close your eyes. If your heart is pure, close your eyes. Open your hearts if your hearts are pure. And bow your heads. Father God, we thank you right now, Father. We thank you for understanding our plea, Father, as we yearn out to you, Father. Father God, technically we don't know how to pray, but we just can use your words, Father God. Father God, use our lips, use our lifestyle, Father God, as a documentary of how to get to heaven. We thank you, Father God, for the examples, Father God, and so that we may follow them. Right now, Father God, we lift up Mr. DJ. Father God, we ask that you touch his heart, Father God. It's your child, and he has already spoken, Father God. Father God, you know the residue of his heart, Father God. You know the strength from which he comes, from the God, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the breath that he has, and Father God, what he's going to do with it. Father God, right now, we speak healing over his body, Father. Father God, we speak healing right now, Father. Father God, every attack of the enemy, Father God, we resist it right now. We rebuke it right now. We bind it right now, Father God. Father God, give Mr. DJ strength in where he needs it, Father God. We ask for his endurance, Father God. Give him a perfect peace, Father God. Give him perfect health, Father God. Father God, use him as you will, Father God. Father God, fill him inside out, Father God. Father God, make him whole again, Father God. Father God, create a new spirit within him, Father God. Yesterday's spirit does not suffice for today. And we thank you for that, Father God. Watch over your son. Father God, you know his desires. As long as they line up with yours, Father God, you said that you watch over your word. So, Father God, my prayers that his desires are your desires, Father God, and you watch over yours. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for making him whole and complete, Father God. Not with the external shell, but, Father God, with the spiritual hope. It says we know tomorrow brings us new light. We thank you for that, God, with Mr. DJ. Right now, we even lift up Mr. Brad, Father God, and what he's going through with his condition, Father. Father God, no man knows the hour, Father God, but you do. But even with that being said, Father God, we pray for healing, not with just him, but his family, Father God. But he's a farmer, Father God, and he has a lot going on, and people depend on him. Father God, we ask that you give him the fortitude, and give them fortitude, Father God. Father God, although we don't know our brother, Father God, we stand in the gap for him right now, Father God. You said in your word that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak, Father God. And that's what we are here for, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we're on outside looking in. But, Father God, we step in the midst of the situation, Father God. We step in the midst of the storm, Father God, because we know that we should not be moved. Father God. And being with that, Father God, we hold our brother's hand, Mr. Brad, Father God. And we ask that you strengthen him and his family in the midst. And we thank you, Father God, for the transformation, Father God. We thank you for the healing even right now. Father God, we also lift up Ms. Shabri and her mother, Father God. We lift up the doctors and her family, Father God. Her children, Father God. We thank you for Mama, Father God. We thank you for balancing everything out, Father God. Her blood pressure, Father God. Fixing her kidneys, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the medical terms that we don't even know. But we just thank you for lining everything up, Father God. You have given us her extended years. But, Father God, we know there's more in there, Father God. And we thank you for it right now, Father. Father God, if we never believed before, we believe right now. And we know, Father God, who you are. And because of that, Father God, we ask you for one touch, and that's all we need. One word, that's all we need, Father God. One breath, that's all we need, Father God. And you will do it, Father. And we thank you for that. We believe in you just that much, Father. Father God, it's not about the style, it's about the belief. But I know who you are. And we can shout just on that. Father God, I'll put on that. We'll make everybody move. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Because this is not a joke. This is not a game. It's the world we're going to celebrate. We're just celebrating God. I don't play with the devil at no level. None. And he has no victory here. Anybody who don't believe got to go. They got to go. But Father God, we thank you for those who you have put in her midst, even her child, for this very moment, for this very moment, that she can stand her own ground and protect her mother that you have given to her in the natural. Father God, we also pray for Ms. Jennifer's co-worker who had a stroke, Father God, had kidney damage, Father God, who's in a rehab center on breathing treatment. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. So many people depend on him, Father God. He has three boys, Father God. So many depend on him. But Father God, in the midst of depending on him, Father God, let them see it was you the whole time. Father God, I don't know the plans that you have for him. Father God, I do thank you for the glory that you would get from him. Father God, even though he's lying down and resting, Father God, and as you repairing him, Father God, we ask that you first start with his mind, Father God. The renewing of his mind, Father God, is not saying that he's outside of you, but even, Father God, the perfect need to be renewed and sharpened by the day. Father God, we thank you for this time, Father God, this testimony time, Father God. Father God, as you remove the rock from his life, Father God, so that he can get up and walk again, Father God, let him be the first testimony to tell people, Father God, it was never me. It was always him. I'm just your earthly father. I'm just your earthly brother. I'm just your earthly son. But it was all God in the first place. Father God, heal him from the inside out, Father God. Father God, heal his soul from the inside out, Father God. And we thank you for him. Right now, Father God, we stand in the gap with him, Father God, with his family, Father God, that everything shall return back right. We thank you, Father God, that you said you watch over your word. We thank you, Father God, for the path of the righteous availeth much. And Father God, we know these avail, Father God. We know these avail. Father God, we sit back, we wait, and we watch. And we thank you for everything that you have placed before us, Father God. Father God, anything that's not in here, that's not of you, we rebuke it right now. Father God, because this food, this word, Father God, this healing shall not be delayed. It should not be held up, Father God. We will fight it through. We thank you that you have covered all this with your blood. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Y'all go ahead and have a great day, and we'll see y'all this evening.
All right, bye-bye.